This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
As Washington prepares this offseason to protect its star quarterback, what are you doing to protect your family's assets? The sponsor of our show is the law firm Kondorian Murad. They'll help you draft your last will and testament, set up a living trust, or put together a medical power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their attorneys today at kmlawyers.com. Tell them we sent you to get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. Let's go to the Rood guest hotline. Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And that's where we find one of our buddies and favorite guests, the great Charles Davis, who's just out at the Combine, the NFL Network. Charles, we appreciate the time. How are you, man?
I'm doing great. Always good to talk with you guys. Hope everything's going well.
Things in D.C. are very well. We want to ask you about the draft 50 days away and all kinds of questions about prospects, but we got to start with the big Deebo Samuel trade to Washington.
Yeah.
What'd you think of the move, and do you think he's got anything left in the tank?
I'll start with the second part. I do, and he's in the last year of his contract, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
He is.
Yes.
That's usually a great time to get a guy, isn't it? I mean, it's just phenomenal. Just think back to the Super Bowl. Josh Sweat with 2.5 sacks that night, playing for a new contract, playing for free agency. Milton Williams doing the same thing. Jalen Hunt wasn't that way because he was a rookie. But, boy, these guys, you know, when there's a chance to increase your financial net worth and to, you know, register on the stage and make people want you, it's a great time to do it. Now for Deebo, what's he going to be, 29, I believe, this season? He needs this one. Right, this is a big one for him to get another contract, to be able to go on and continue and do it at a really high level. And I'd have to say there's got to be plenty of motivation there. Contract notwithstanding, I realize that he's done a very classy thing in how he's leaving San Francisco. But have you guys ever met a player that's been traded or allowed to go free agent or whatever that doesn't hold it against his former team in some form or another, even if they say all the right things?
Yeah, that feels like there's some extra chip on the shoulder, motivation, et cetera.
Always.
There. Yeah, 100%.
Always. But I thought the move was great by Washington. Again, if I'm not mistaken, most of the receivers on the roster are free agents or free agents to be. It's a roster remake in terms of that receiver room. Obviously, Terry McLaurin cannot be part of that, right? You got to have Scary Terry. Now you're bringing in Deebo. You know, who else can it be during that time frame to continue to increase what they do offensively with a young quarterback whose arrow is pointing nothing but up?
How do you view him at this point? I mean, to me, I think of it as weapon versus a pure, you know, I don't know, call it a second receiver, Charles, or a three or a slot or something like that. The versatility and the yards after the catch to me are what's sexy. But, you know, deployment-wise, just your thoughts on Deebo at this stage.
Yeah, I think all of what you said. And you remember when John Lynch became the general manager in San Francisco. As you remember, Kyle Juszczyk, their fullback, yep. young in his career, and he was going through like a free agency thing or a contract thing. And do you remember what John Lynch said about him? He said, "We don't really call him a position. We call him OW, offensive weapon." I think the same thing could apply with Debo. And one last thing, we've talked, you know, everyone's talked ad nauseum about the trade, what he can be, all the things we're talking about now. Is he a two? You know, how do you slot him? What do you play him? All that. I think what he also brings that maybe we haven't talked about, or I haven't heard as much as I thought I would, and I think we will, is the toughness element. This guy, you know, you've watched him play over the years. He would be in a crash 'em up derby. You know what I'm talking about? Like these cars just bouncing off of each other. And Debo Samuel would always be in the finals, if not win it each and every time. There's a toughness element that he brings to how he plays that I think that spreads throughout the team, not just on the offensive side of the ball, but the defensive side, special teams, the whole deal. It's that silent leadership part that you see, and you can hear it in how his pads crack, but he doesn't have to stand up and go, "We need to be a tough team." Just watch him play.
Charles, would you be in the market still then, even with $43 million of cap tied up for McLaurin and Debo now, to try to get a traditional two? Or do you think you just kind of supplement with some, you know, lower tier guys behind them?
No, I think I'd still be in the market because I want to go all out with this QB. You know, I think that, you know, the more people you've got around him, the more options you have. And the good thing is with Debo, if you're able to get a full season out of him, which, you know, we're all knock on wood for every player in the NFL for trying to get full seasons. But let's say you get that full season out of him. He helps you every which way in the pass game, as we know. He takes carries off of not just Brian Robinson, Antonio Gibbs, whoever is going to be your runners. But he takes carries off of Jaden Daniels, which is a really nice thing. Now, supplement it with can you get a rookie receiver? Can you get someone who can come out and give you some speed outside and help supplement everything else you're doing? I wouldn't stop where they are right now, because here's the other part. With everyone being a free agent in the room right now, it's wide open to me, because I look at who's there. And, yeah, there are plenty of guys that, you know, I'm sure DQ would like and the whole deal. But I don't know that there's anyone sitting there that is a must-have that brings that part to you. If you're able to get a dynamic rookie that you really like, that might be the way to go as well. But we will see what's going to happen. Would you say 50 days till the draft?
50. I think that's right, yeah.
You know, it seems like a long time. And at the same time, we all know it's going to speed there a lot quicker than we're giving it credit for.
In fact, here you go. 50 days, 1 hour, 50 minutes, and 41 seconds.
Not that anyone's counting.
Well, you know, that just hurt me, because I was going to put my feet up and watch some TV tonight. And now I just got that sinking pit in my stomach that maybe I should do some more work.
Hey, by the way, when you're not watching football, you got a show you're binging right now?
I have finished Landman, finally. My colleague Evan Washburn told me about it during the season, and then every week, "Well, did you watch yet? Did you watch?"
That's Billy Bob, right?
Yeah, Billy Bob Thornton just being awesome.
Billy Bob Thornton, Allie Larder from Varsity Blues, just phenomenal. I just loved it, absolutely loved it. So I'm done with that. I was watching Paradise with James Marsden and Sterling K. Brown, which has kept my attention. There's other stuff out there that people are talking about. I have to try and find it. I think I do need to. I really want to start. Was it Lioness with Zoe Saldana?
Zoe Saldana, yeah.
Now the Oscar winner is Zoe Saldana,
that's
going to get a bump up. And Morgan Freeman's in it. It's got a phenomenal cast. I've been told I need to watch that. So we'll see. We'll see if we find time. But the hard part is, every time I sit down to watch something, I was like, I probably should watch those fourth round receivers.
Back of your head,
there's more tape to watch.
There's
man.
That kid at UTEP I haven't quite seen enough of yet.
Yeah, or this kid that just pops. You know, you're talking with a friend who's in the business and what have you, and they tell you. I remember years ago, I was getting ready for something. It was really late in the process, And I actually got a phone call from a reporter back in my home area of New York. And he asked me about a player, like, hey, what do you think of him? And I promise you, I'd never heard of him, right? I was like, ugh. We were literally a week ahead of the draft. A week. And I'd not heard of him. So I faked it because, you know, it's a reporter from my home area, and I sure didn't want to look like a total bozo. And he's like, well, what do you think? You think he's going to get drafted? And I said, if he does, it'll be late in the draft, probably a priority free agent, what have you. and got off the phone and raced to the tape. I was like, I've never even heard of this guy. And I popped on the tape, watched, I think I watched a ball game, one game of his. And I'll be darned, he stands up at defensive end, and next thing you know, he's coming on a loop stunt and gets a sack, and then he comes up the middle on another loop stunt and gets another sack. And I was like, who is this cat? Do you guys remember the name Terrence Fidday? Ended up going in the sixth round of Miami.
I don't know. I have to look it up.
Okay. Well, anyway, he played at Marist College.
How about it?
All right, in Poughkeepsie, New York. My dad had been an assistant basketball coach there when they were Division III before moving to Division I when Rick Smits came to town, and they, you know, the Duncan Dutchman who ended up playing with the Pacers. Anyway, this kid ends up getting drafted in the sixth round. Well, we get to the draft, right? And I'll be darned, he gets drafted. I'm sitting up at the table with Mike Mayock. I forgot who else was up there. It was you know, what would have been the equivalent of day three. Now, back then, you remember the draft was 2 days, mm-hmm. right? We did the first four rounds, and then we did the last, I guess we did the first three, then we did the last four, right? He goes in the sixth round, and no one knows who this kid is. Well, thanks to my hometown reporter who had given me his name, and I didn't know. I went, I got this one. I'll take that. Terrence Fidday, defensive end, Marist College. And they popped up the highlights. They said, oh, I know this. Watch this. He's going to loop stun here, and then he's going to come off the edge here. It was the two plays I told you about. And all of a sudden, I look halfway intelligent, and it works out. Well, that was such a lesson to me. This is why you need to do extended homework, because these teams are doing more homework than any of us possible, and you never know when that kid's going to pop up. And I've had a few that have slid through. I'm not going to sit here and say I've known everyone. But because of that, it's become less that it slid through on me than it probably would have been if that lesson had never been taught to me.
I thought it was going to be a great punchline. Like, and that player was Myles Garrett, you know, or something like that. It would have been hilarious.
if that's the case, anyone listening would have said, well, we need to fire him right away because the whole country knew Myles Garrett was going right. Number one. Yeah, how did he not know his name?
Yeah. Let's get to this draft, Charles. There, every year there's kind of a theme. I thought last year maybe it was quarterback. Think about the first round here. What's when we're at the end of round one, maybe even the end of round two, what's kind of the big takeaway? What's the theme going to have been in your mind in terms of where guys went? And yeah, just go ahead.
Yeah, it's gonna be like the Tom Hanks movie, Big. Mm. It's going to be big people. Defensive linemen, offensive linemen. I think when we get through round two, runners will be a big part of it. You know, I said on air that I don't have anything empirical, but my sense and my feel is that over the last 5 years, if we took the top 10 rushers, minimum of 5, 6, 7 of the top 10 rushers are going to be 215 and above. Big running backs are back in vogue. Why? Our defenses are smaller. Look at the linebackers that are coming up now. A lot of them, how many times do you see a linebacker, and if you read the bio and you do the homework, what do you find out immediately? Former safety, moved to linebacker. People are just smaller on that side of the ball because that's what the colleges are giving us, because they're having to defend every inch of grass vertically and horizontally with these spread offenses and the whole deal. So you get a lot of ex-safeties moving at linebacker and play, and then they come to the pros, and we are spreading it out more in the NFL, as you guys have noted and seen. Think about Buffalo on defense. They are a natural 4-2-5 defense. Every time I think of them, I think of TCU and Gary Patterson, and that became his base. How many times did we remember Rich Rodriguez at West Virginia the first go at that 3-3-5? We're seeing stuff like that in the NFL now, not just on passing downs. It could be on any down now because every down's a throwing down. So those teams that are committed to going big, using the big running back, beating people up, I'd say most teams talk about it, but very few stay the course and beat you up over the course of 60 minutes. That's why we have such smaller people playing. But in this draft, offensive and defensive linemen, it'll be a race at the end of the first round to see whether we get more interior defensive linemen or more edge rushers go on the defensive side of the ball. And on the offensive side, it will be a combination of guard, centers, and tackles, but a lot of tackles with the ability to move.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Inside to guard.
Charles Davis is with us. Was just out in Indy at the Combine. Now, the Commanders have a bevy of needs. They're picking at the end of round one at 29, which is rare for them. But they really need an edge. And I'm wondering, if they were to go corner or defensive end edge there, pass rusher, like what might be available right at the end of the first round that you think, give me some names of some guys to monitor maybe.
You know, at the end of the first round, let's go corner. Maxwell Hairston out of Kentucky. Big time combine. You guys saw it, right? 4.28. You know, Mad Max. He got lost in the shuffle a little bit because he was hurt. He had a bad shoulder, missed 6 or 7 games this year, and people kind of forgot about him. I don't think they've forgotten about him now. You know, he's kind of come back into play, and they're like, ooh, okay. I think that he would be one that would be, you know, at that stage of the game might be available. Today, Barron, I'm not sure where that's going to go, and Will Johnson with Michigan, because both of them project to be much higher. But Will Johnson was hurt, may have dropped down there. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if it'll go that far. But how about what is his name? Morrison. Benjamin Morrison from Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Remember, he had the hip injury. Missed a lot of last year. I think in any other possibility or scenario, he's a first-rounder in the top part all day long. But coming off the injury, he may drop and be available at that stage where if he checks out medically, because the tape is really good on him, that he could be a guy like that. If you're talking about edges dropping all the way down there, I don't know. Is a Shamar Stewart still available coming out of Texas A&M? You know, is he still going to be that type of a guy that you'd look at and go, hey, can we get him? Can he be a guy that – I don't know that he drops quite that far, but there's a possibility because we don't know how this draft's going to unfold. And the other part is just the production of all of these guys. I've gone through this more times with Penn State defensive ends and outside linebackers. Adafe Owe, who's with the Ravens, remember he was Jason Owe at Penn State? You remember his senior year, how many sacks he had at Penn State? He had zero.
I was going to say, wasn't it like a half sack?
It was
something?
Not many.
It was zero.
Oh.
And he went in the first round.
Wow.
Chop Robinson last year out of Penn State, 4.5 sacks. First round.
He's going to be
second
a good
half
player
of this
too.
Year, he had second half of the year. He had a really good year, didn't he, with Miami?
Yeah.
This year, you don't have that issue because Abdul Carter checks every box, including production. But if you're going back to asking who else could be there, what about my alma mater and James Pierce? Blew away the combine, right? We saw all that. But again, production numbers. I think he 6.5, 7.5 sacks this past year, when he was predicted to be a double-digit sack guy. I can't tell you again exactly why they get those numbers or don't. But traits, you saw it on display.
Charles, can Pierce blow it away running?
Listen, here's the thing about it. I think that he can. I think that when you draft a guy like him early, you have a plan early.
Yeah.
Okay? I'll give you this. Vic Fangio, when he was in San Francisco, you remember when Alden Smith went there?
Yes.
And had a rookie year of, what, like 15 and a half sacks?
Oh, he was a beast. Yep.
But you remember, Vic didn't play him on rundowns until way late in the season. They had a plan early. You're going to be a DPR, designated pass rusher. We're going to get you comfortable doing one thing really, really well. Then we'll add to your plate. I think Pierce might be the type of guy that if you draft him, make sure you have a plan early. And then as you get comfortable, you go from there.
Who are a couple of guys that, not saying you're not advocating for them as the best players at a given spot or whatever, but just for whatever reason, just give me guys that you're infatuated with. A couple of guys that you love, Charles.
I mean, how could we not love Emin Wari out of South Carolina? He reminds me of a 1980s looking safety. You know, remember when we wore those pads that looked like they were 8,000 pounds?
The Atwater pads,
neck roll, neck roll, full cage. Shoulder pads that went up over the top of our helmets, you know, the whole deal. But that was Steve Atwater, Dennis Smith in Denver. That was David Fulcher in Cincinnati. That was Tim McDonald in Arizona and San Francisco. That was Ronnie Lott when he swung back from corner to safety. Big, massive, giant men who shook the thunder down. And if you ran inside, you knew you were going to get popped for all your efforts. That's Emin Wari. Okay, and then we saw him test, and his tests were off the charts. But his tape's pretty good too. Tackle or two missed along the way because he can be a missile now. And what he's going to learn in the NFL is the big hit, if it comes, great. But it's much more important to put people on the ground so they don't score touchdowns. Okay, Malachi Starks is still a really good player, the safety out of Georgia. All of a sudden, he's being overlooked because Emin Wari had such a great combine and a really good year. Don't forget him, because Georgia really trains these kids really well. Remember Tyke Smith coming out last year? Immediately steps in and becomes a great nickel, plays it really well for Tampa Bay. They know how to train those kids well. Kirby Smart, head coach, is a defensive guy, and they coach them up really well, and they come in ready to play. Those are a couple guys I really, really liked a lot. And I'm going to tell you, flipping it over, those two tight ends at the top of the board are really freaking good. Colston Loveland, I think, has gotten overlooked a little because he got injured during the season. And Tyler Warren just had a season for the ages. Plus, when you snap the ball and catch a touchdown pass on the same play, it's kind of hard for us to take our eyes off of you. Yeah. And that's what he did. But he really had a great year and was terrific. I can't wait to see where those two land, because I think that they're going to help their teams in a big way. And I think teams that have quarterbacks who really need the help, and I'm looking at Indianapolis, either one of those tight ends really helps out in Anthony Richardson.
Charles Davis, you see why we absolutely love having him on the show. Always get tremendous information. We kept you too long, but we appreciate you. Hopefully, you both multitask tonight. You get a little entertainment in, and you get a little more draft prep done.
Yeah, that's really a good idea, isn't it? Absolutely. But I've made a promise to myself, I'm going to watch this linebacker from Holy Cross tonight, because somebody popped his name in my head.
Oh, man.
So I'm going to check him out tonight, and then maybe I'll check out Lioness and see if I can get started on that.
There you go.
Thank you, Charles.
Good stuff, Charles.
Catching
Thanks.
Up.
Always great catching up with you guys. You take care of yourselves. We'll talk down the road.
See you,
outstanding
buddy.
Charles Davis on Grant and Danny. All right, before we get out of here, a couple of notes for you. Number one, Max Crosby agreed to a record-breaking deal today with the Raiders. Danny, he's now the highest-paid non-quarterback in NFL history. 3 years, $106 million. Well-deserved for one of the toughest guys to block in the NFL.
Just a pain in the butt. I mean that in a complimentary way, right? Is an antagonizer, a star, a disruptor, one of the best defensive players in football.
Two more Pro Bowl-caliber receivers became available today. We found out the Jaguars are going to be cutting Christian Kirk. DK Metcalf has asked for a trade from the Seahawks. Sounds like they're willing to at least allow him to try to find a dance partner for Washington. While I'm not in on Metcalf, who would have an $18 million cap number to come to D.C., I'm very interested in Kirk. He did play for Cliff Kingsbury for 3 years in Arizona. He is a couple of years younger than McLaurin and Metcalf and Deebo Samuel. And even though he dealt with a broken collarbone last year, a couple of injuries the last 2 years, he's someone who is best in the slot but can move all over the place. I think they could make that work.
I think so, too. Again, it's a compliment. So if you think of Deebo Samuel as a quote-unquote number two receiver, you're missing the story. You're missing the boat. He's a slot, a running back, a wideout, a guy in stacks, a guy that's going to help block. He's going to do everything. He's a weapon more than he is a pure receiver. So you still kind of need a complement to that, and I think Kirk could be that. I like that versatility, almost forcing Kingsbury. I thought he was at his best really second half of the season when a couple things were taken away from him and he had to make some adjustments of moving guys around. I thought that's really when this offense was at its best, when you didn't know that McLaurin was just going to be on the left every time, for example. I want more of that to kind of encourage that way of thinking.
It is time for our Caps Power Play. I thought this was pretty neat. Alex Ovechkin today partnered with the V Foundation for cancer research for the remainder of his NHL career as part of the great chase for victory over cancer. Alex Ovechkin's going to donate an amount equal to his career goal total for every goal he scores moving forward. He's asking fans to pledge, I think it's $8 for each goal that he scores.
That's
if
awesome.
They want to make donations as well and kind of play along with him. Monumental Sports has stepped up and said they're going to match his donations, but essentially he said, look, if I'm scoring these goals and we're all hunting this thing down together, you know, let's make some money for a good cause. I love this.
Me too. That's fantastic. I am a fan of that sort of thing. When new eyes are on you, you can take advantage, and you could do it a million different ways. You could start hawking, you know, grade 8 merchandise, or you could do something like this where you bring attention to a much-deserved cause. Really cool.
Jacob Verana was placed on waivers today by the Capitals, so we'll wait to hear if he clears waivers and can be sent to Hershey or if he'll be leaving the organization. Last time out, Logan Thompson stood on his head in overtime and in the shootout. So Charlie Lindgren's net tonight at Madison Square Garden, although his brother got traded. The former Ranger's no longer there. So he won't be playing against his brother like he normally does when he goes to the Big Apple. But the Caps on the ice, puck drop about an hour from now at 7:30 as Ovi tries to hunt down Gretzky, 10 away from tying the all-time record. Caps looking for a second straight win. We're back at it at 2 o'clock tomorrow. We owe a thank you to all of you for listening and to our producers behind the scenes, Darius, Ryan, and Toby. Danny, what's on the docket for the Rouillets tonight?
I'm watching the Capitals play. Hopefully nobody else gets sick. I want New York to lose because I do not want them in the playoffs. I do not want a series where I have to beat Shesterkin a handful of times. No, thank you.
For Danny, I'm Grant, saying so long. Thanks for listening to us on The Fan.
Thank you for coming.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.